Max Mosley, pleasure to have you here in Enniskillen. And how much of a pleasure is it for you to be here?
Well, it's a great pleasure because we saw the first Rally Ireland last year. And that was a remarkable occasion, I think, for all sorts of reasons. And so for me to come here, see the first rally of the year here, it's really quite something. I'm very pleased to be here.
The whole North-South cooperation really came to the fore in the first rally and the super special stage at Stormont. What sort of a special occasion was that for you to be at?
Well, it was what we hoped would happen, but you never really know till it does. And, of course, it was absolutely remarkable seeing complete intermingling, cooperation, etc., from both the North and the South. And that was really the object of doing it. That was the reason that the people with the original idea put it forward. And obviously we then supported it, but it was delightful to see it actually working.
Difficult times in terms of the economy in most sectors of society. Same in rallying. Suzuki and Subaru have gone. A lot of work is being put in just to keep the sport on an even keel.
Well, yes, because clearly times are difficult, money is short, and therefore we have to try very hard now to get the costs down so that manufacturers, but also even more important, private entrants can continue to compete. So there's a lot of work going into that, but of course it's not something you can do quickly. You can't change the regulations overnight. You have to give people time. But we will be rearranging the rallies. It won't make any difference from the spectator's point of view or from the outside, but it will be less expensive for the people taking part.
The same story applies in Formula One. Honda, a marquee name and a name which many will be familiar with, unfortunately have gone away from the sport for the moment.
Well, yes, indeed, Honda would have probably been one of the last manufacturers we would have expected to pull out, but seeing the decline in car sales worldwide, which applies to all companies, even the very best ones like Honda, they took that decision. And which I completely understand, we now have to get the cost down in Formula One, where there is a lot of scope, much more than even in rallying, because there's a great deal of money spent that really need not be spent. But the team's very reluctant to go along with that. The big ones have 1,000 employees. Really, they should have about 200 employees. Well, that raises all sorts of very difficult problems to do with the people working there. So we have to look at all these things, but we are working on it at the moment and we will find solutions.
The most famous employee at the moment is Lewis Hamilton. How important is it for Formula One to have him as a marquee name?
Well, it's been very important in the UK because obviously he's a Brit, but also he's done an enormous amount for Formula One worldwide because he's demonstrated that it is possible to come from quite an ordinary background and make it all the way up to world champion. I mean, he has a quite remarkable father. He used to, as everybody knows, take part-time jobs, do whatever to help him with his karting. But it does show it can be done. And that's good because it shows that it's not an elite sport or sport for very rich people or indeed a sport entirely for white people. And so that, I think all of those elements are very positive, particularly in other parts of the world.
And that was farewell as well to ITV and their coverage. It crosses over to the BBC for the first time since 1996 next season. Does that have significance?
Well, it does. I think the most obvious thing is the no advertising and no commercial breaks. But also with the BBC, you're dealing with an organisation that has very high standards of integrity. And that's important in something as complex as Formula One, where so much can be misrepresented or put in the wrong way. And you see little signs of this. They wouldn't, for example, be happy to have a commentator or who had an interest in any of the drivers or management or any of those sort of things. To get that very, very high standard combined with the lack of commercial breaks, I think that's a big step forward.
So finally, Rally Ireland version 2. You're going to have a wonderful weekend here, I'm sure.
Well, it's going to be fascinating, and it's very, very, very interesting to see it happening, and above all, to see the big stars on what are going to be, I think, quite difficult roads and quite difficult special stages. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.